Kyle was focusing in on the early development of human beings, the first steps we take, and so many of the things about with regard to that and making a good spiritual application. I'm going to be looking at this from an opposite side of view, so we'll go back up and review what Kyle started off with just to remind us how he had his definition. A tentative act or measure that is a first stage or the first stage in a long, challenging process. I thought that was a good definition. The two things I've got up on here, one thing about babies is they take small steps. So that's one reason why we talk about taking baby steps. Now, Mabel pointed out a really good point here. If you look at the kids that we've got here that we consider babies, they don't take baby steps. They take pretty long strides as they move around the building pretty quickly. So just because their stride is not quite as much as ours, they certainly can cover a lot of distance. But they do take small steps, and that's why we often refer to the steps as we grow, the steps as we mature, the steps as we deal with adversity as baby steps. Small progress, but consistent progress. And as I've got there, they have to learn to take those steps first of all, but then their stride is small. Now another boil point that I've got on there is that adult baby steps often occur after a traumatic event or a series of them. So again, Kyle talked about when we first start into things or the development process of humans. I'm going to be looking at this from more of a later life situation. So I'm going to have some pictures here for some things, and most of these are going to make all of us cringe because I found a couple images on there. I was like, I need to take those out of there. They just make me think too much. And you don't want to make people think too much if you're trying to make a point in your lesson. So some things that we can step on, over, or into. I bet you're already going through your mind. Maybe some traumatic event you've had in the past of something that we're going to see. So, stepping on a nail. I tried to find pictures that weren't the actual result of that. The problem these days, if you go on Google and you type in hole in foot or nail in foot, oh, it's just astonishing what you see. It is just doctor books that I saw when I was a kid at my granny's house. It's just not good for you to get online sometimes. But this right here, this hasn't happened yet, but it's about to happen. And certainly all these pictures I've got are staged, so kids, don't be afraid, but do try to pay attention. So one thing, we're making baby steps. Well, why would you make baby steps if you stepped on a nail? Well, that's because your foot has just been damaged and you need to get the help. So one of the things I want you to be thinking about today is baby steps in these cases of difficulty or injury or life-altering changes is because you start taking baby steps again because of the injury. How many times have you been watching a football game and somebody that was just the strongest person that you've ever seen has two people carrying them off the field and they're hopping on one foot? This huge person, and sometimes the people carrying them can't even hardly carry them because they're so big. But they're hopping, taking those baby steps off the field because they've been injured. Debilitating injury and health issues certainly can cause us to do that. So, nasty, rusty nail, not good. What's another thing? Well, stepping on glass. That's something I think we've all done. I don't think anybody's hopefully not stepped in that much glass, but it can happen. I was watching a Weather Channel show the other day about tornadoes, and you know my affinity with tornadoes, and one of the things that people were dealing with is the windows had all come in the house, and they're barefoot. You can't hardly help but not step on glass. The worst thing I think most of us run into is if somebody's busted something. My kids and wife are notorious about busting things in the bathrooms. They get almost everything cleaned up, but there's one shard that never gets picked up, and everybody's walking around barefoot. It's like, oh! And they step on that one little piece of glass. It's not big, but that little injury can make anybody, my size or smaller, start having to hobble around because you cannot step. It's injured your foot. Stepping over the edge. And again, we're thinking about baby steps, but right now I'm trying to be things we can step into, on, or over that could cause us problems. Well, if we aren't paying attention and we step over the edge, we're definitely going to be taking some baby steps if we don't actually lose our lives in the process trying to get back up there. It's going to be difficult. I couldn't find a good picture of somebody stepping into a hole, so I have been putting horses on a lot of my slides. Thankfully, this animal did get out of here, but it was not easy. Horses are big animals. I think a horse typically weighs anywhere from 900 to 1,500 pounds, unless they're a draft horse, and they can be even heavier. One little soft spot in the ground can put them in there into a bad place, or they maybe somebody dug something out and didn't let the horse know, watch out for this area. Well, that horse is in a spot and it can't get out of there on its own. I was watching a video again on the Weather Channel the other day. This group of people that were walking horses out on the ice up someplace in Canada or around Greenland, and the horses all started falling through the ice. It's like, well, first of all, that was a stupid idea, but secondly, you can't get an animal that heavy out. They just keep crushing the ice. Again, not easy. And baby steps, the other thing I want you to remember, it takes baby steps to get out of these situations, but often it takes baby steps for the people that are administering help to you to get to you. Especially that idea of ice. You have to be super careful or you could be in the same problem. Okay, I didn't find anybody stepping on a bee, but when I see people walk barefoot in a field of clover, I'm like, dude, you are playing with your life, because I hate bees. I am probably one of the softest footed people in the whole world. I walk on gravel and stuff, and it'll take me half an hour. If I had to walk across our parking lot out to the road, you guys might see me halfway down there by Wednesday night, because I'd be going, ooh, that hurts. My feet are not made for that. Some of you have feet that can just hop right across there, but I see so many people walking across clover, it just makes me cringe. Again, baby steps, how does that factor in? You step on a bee, it's going to hurt, you're going to have problems. Quicksand. This was one of the scarier pictures. Again, it's stage picture, but quicksand has been something since I was a little kid that has always freaked me out. Most of the time, you don't get into that deep of trouble, but on the movies, you always do. And the idea is you get into something, you're not going to hardly move, but every time you move, the material settles and settles and settles, and the soft material, your body's more dense, so it goes down, and it goes until you hit the bottom, and a lot of times there's not a bottom. So baby steps here, too. If you're Harrison Ford or somebody like that, you could shoot a vine and just grab the vine and crawl out of there, but not so easy otherwise. This one here, I don't have any pictures of tar, but another thing that people step in, and I think of this a lot of times when we're walking through parking lots and somebody's freshly tarred the parking lot in the fall, they put down tar around the cracks and you're like, oh, that's good, let's go in. And then you realize, man, I'm dragging tar everywhere I go. The La Brea tar pits are in California. They're near Los Angeles. This is a picture from the museum's website of animals that they've dug up out of the tar. Bison, camels, they're actually camels that were once in the North America's, condors, coyotes, what they call a dire wolf, a ground sloth, which is what's standing up over there, it looks like a bear, they're huge, horses, mammoths, smilodon, which is actually another name for the saber-toothed tiger. All these things have been found in the tar pits, and I thought that was silly because when we think of tar, we think of what we see in the movies, the black area of tar. It's like, duh, why would you go step inside that? It's obviously not a safe place. But what happens, and you can learn this on the site there, the tar is sticky. So every bit of leaves that fly over there stick to the tar. Dust sticks to the tar. Sand sticks to the tar. So instead of these pictures where you see these animals around this tar pit, they actually, in their minds, they're just looking at regular ground. And so it's like, well, let's just take a step. Just like this, the quicksand, it just looks like a place that should sustain you, but it doesn't. And the same thing happens. You just get stuck there and you can't get out. And the reason that these fossils are so good is because tar is so dense that when these animals sink into it, they are often preserved for a very long time. Banana peel. We joke about this a lot. Not too many people have ever... I started to say not too many people have stepped on a banana peel, but I think I actually have at a grocery store one time, and it was pretty slippery. This picture, another exaggeration. I think that actor probably really was stepping on it, but whether that banana peel flew out like that, I'm kind of doubtful. But again, they're going to get hurt there, and it's going to take baby steps once they get past their injury. Darkness. I thought a great picture of that was just a black square. Stepping into darkness is a scary thing. We've talked about that going into caves and such. And stepping on a trap. I had some other pictures on there. They were staged, but they just were too much. I'm not a fan of traps. I understand that if you're trying to get an animal and you're trying to survive, there was a time for them. I'm not fond of them these days, but some people may be. But a trap, you step in the right spot there. You can see that picture up behind me. If you step on that pan, there's just a little plate. It releases what they call a dog there, and that dog allows the things to clamp up there, and that's how they snare the animal. Again, baby steps would be required if you're injured there. So what are some other things that we can cause an adult to require baby steps? We see these a lot of times, and some of these pictures aren't necessarily from some of these events, but we certainly have all dealt with this. Family members, loved ones, people we work with. When people have a stroke, things happen inside their brain that cause their motor skills to basically break everything that Kyle's lesson talked about. The idea of, okay, I want to get there. I can get there. How do I get there? Well, my muscles are strong. Okay, well, their muscles are still strong, but their brain says, I don't remember how to do this. The connections between my brain and my feet, they're all out of whack. And you've seen people when they have a stroke, they can't hardly walk. You see a lot of times their faces droop down. Just things happen. It takes baby steps for recovery there. What about surgery? Even a young person, if they have surgery, sometimes would require that. Their knees could be worked on, or their ankles, or legs, or so on. What about injury? Kyle making an allusion to this. I think this is a really good picture for... I know Dad would like the airborne guy up there, too. But we see a lot of people, a lot of soldiers, that have missing legs these days because of the IEDs that they step on often in the wars. You can't take baby steps if you don't have legs. And now we see people that are having artificial legs, sometimes that look like they shouldn't even be able to walk on them. They're basically a piece of carbon fiber with springs on it. But yet they do pretty well. But even in those cases, they have to relearn to take steps. The same with recovery. Sometimes the little walking edges that I showed you on the previous pictures aren't enough. You actually have to be completely suspended because you can't even put weight on your legs. Things have gotten so bad. And that's what's happening with this woman. She's completely suspended from her weight. She's holding onto those rails, and she's got a treadmill on there. So, again, that idea of baby steps in recovery, sometimes the steps that have to be taken to help you step away from an injury or a situation are immense. Something else I thought really relevant too, addiction. It could be anything. It could be addiction to gambling. It could be addiction to drugs. It could be addiction to alcohol. There's so many things that people get addicted to. And again, you see, they often refer to this as the 12-step program, recognizing the problem, trying to get help, trying to reach out to a higher power, and so on. But it, again, requires those levels. So as I've got on the board there, so now with all these physical images and situations in our mind, which I've tried to program inside there, all these things that we just talked about, the nail, the glass, the stepping off the edge, holes, and so on, let's use those to consider some spiritual passages to make application. And again, all these passages that I'm going to give you are going to be focusing in on the idea of keeping in step with God. Job 23:11 says, "My foot has held fast to his steps, I have kept his way and not turned aside." As I've been trying to do with my lessons lately, underlining the words I want us to kind of get in our brains. So as this idea of taking baby steps, making progress and recovery, if we are holding fast to God's way, he's got a way determined for us. There's a path that's very clearly marked and outlined, and we're taking our steps. Are we staying on that path? Are we stepping off of the path? We've not turned aside if we're doing what's right, but if we are not doing what's right, we are not staying in the place there. And the problem could be is that our foot has not held fast to those steps. Maybe it's on a difficult place. Now, we've talked many times about the trails sometimes you get into on places that have hills and rocks and roots. It can be easy to trip. How do you fix that? Slow down and pay attention. Another passage, Job 31, verse 4. "Does he not see my ways and count all my steps?" Question here. God knows exactly what we're doing. He knows the good steps we're taking and the bad steps we're taking. He knows if we're taking, and remember, there's another, for the third point I want to do, there's two types of baby steps. There's baby steps of progress. The second thing I mentioned was baby steps to help somebody. But the third baby step that can happen, and it does happen to a lot of us, is the baby steps away from the truth. The baby steps towards sin. The baby steps towards temptation. Just a little bit closer. Just a little bit closer. And we're not on the path anymore. You'd be in jeopardy. Job 34:21. "For his eyes are on the ways of man, and he sees all his steps." Almost the same type of passages before. Psalm 17:5. "Uphold my steps in your path, that my footsteps may not slip." So this person here is saying, I want to do what's right. I know where your way is. Please, don't let me make those baby steps towards sin. Let me make those baby steps towards unrighteousness. Hold my steps where they need to be. Let me focus on you, but where I fail, please, reach out your hand. Make me follow you. How many times have you seen kids that go on trails with their parents? And the kid's pretty close to them, but sometimes a parent has to stop and reach out their hand. Gotcha, let's go. It doesn't happen just to kids. When we get older, sometimes if you've got a family member that's gotten up in age, sometimes isn't it nice when you're trying to when they're trying to get up a stair or get through a doorway or something? You're just like, come on, I'll help you out. I mean, they expect that, but it's good if we offer those things. They gather together, they hide, they mark my steps, and they lie in wait for my life. So, the fourth point on there, we certainly want God to watch out for our steps, but in 56:6, it's talking about those people that we make sometimes those baby steps towards sin, those baby steps towards unrighteousness. It says, they gather together, they hide, they mark my steps, they lie in wait for my life. The best way for a thief to do injury to you is if they know your habits. Somebody wants to break into your house and they know that you leave for work every day at 7 o'clock, they're going to go, hey, I'm going to wait till about 7:50. I'm going to go check out his house. Or if you take a walk every night and they see you walking out that house every night, they're like, I think I could probably get in there and get something. People that are trying to do harm to us in our lives can do these type of things. And the same thing if it wasn't about theft. If you know the behavior tactics of somebody and they have certain type of tendencies of places to go, people that might want to do harm to you or maybe want to have you included in their sinful behavior will try to get you to be there at the right time. Proverbs 4:12, when you walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. Again, how does this happen? This is with a focus on God, trying to see where the path is, what the destination is, and how to get there. Over and over, I think we've even heard somebody mention this a while back. If a tightrope walker, I think somebody had talked about this in a recent lesson, if you want to get across that tightrope, how do you get across? The best way to go on a tightrope is to look straight down at the people under you and go, ah, right? That's what they always tell you. Look straight down. This guy that had I can't remember his name now, but he was walking across buildings in some of these places like New York City, tightropes across the buildings. They did not tell him, hey, when you get up there, look down those 50 stories and look at the people down below you and it'll help you across. No, that's stupid talk. They always say, look to your destination. Look to your destination. Focus on where you're going and you will go much straighter. The seventh point on here, Proverbs 14:15. The simple believes every word, but the prudent considers well his steps. The simple. How many times have you... Maybe yourself. I was going to say, how many times have other people done this to you? But probably we've all been guilty of it. I know where I'm going. I know exactly where you're talking about. Yeah, sure you do. And then you get there and you're in the wrong spot. Sometimes our navigations are really good about this. Creatively, they show us a general place that we need to on our GPS or on our phone. And then you get there and you're looking across a fence or a freeway or a river. And on the other side is the Walmart that you thought you were going to get to while you're on vacation. It's not where you thought it should be. You got to pay attention to the directions to get there properly. The simple just assume that they got everything taken care of, but the prudent, the person that studies, and they really want to make sure if their steps are accurate. Jeremiah 10:23 says, Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. What does that tell us? We have got to not make the destination. The destination, if we want to be with God, is where God is at. We need to find Him and get there and take the steps that He's led for us. 1 Peter 2:21 and 22. For this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in His mouth. So the best way to follow somebody, and I think we've done a good job of this lately in the snow, if you're not sure exactly where you're at, if you see people's footsteps going off a certain direction, it'll usually give you a pretty good idea that's where you came from. Or if you're out walking and you see your own steps, that says, oh, that's where I went. There's less confusion that way. So the 11th point, I didn't have this earlier, we went up to 10 points on this when we were talking about things that we can step on, over, or into, and I had the trap on there. The 11th thing that I'm adding now is that we can step into a bad way, we can step into a bad life, or we can step into a bad time. So not just glass and nails and all those other things that I talked about, but sometimes we just step into a situation in our lives that causes problems for us. And like this trap, it's going to grab a hold of us. It's going to cause pain, it's going to cause suffering. And like a trap, I mean, what you do with a trap is you actually anchor it to the ground. So not only do you step in it, but you can't get away. You are basically going to stay there until, if you're an animal, until the hunter comes and ends your life. So that's kind of how things are, too, if we let ourselves get into these situations. So what can you do about that? One of the things that you can do, certainly God has a role there, but reaching out to others. We've been talking about this a lot lately. Reaching out to your brothers and sisters and saying, boy, I'm in a bad spot now. My life's not good right now. Or I'm having the worst time. Tell people about it. Let them try to work with you, to try to encourage you. That's what we're here for. So what are some quotes? I'd like to focus on the scriptural things, which we just did, but I thought I would reach out and look at some quotes from humans. I thought that were fairly made a pretty good point along this idea. We're talking about baby steps and making progress. So what are some quotes from famous people regarding taking steps? Lao Tzu says, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step." And that is true. It doesn't matter where you want to go in the world, the first thing that you have to do is take a step to get there. And that's the same for any activity that we want to do as a Christian. If we want to make positive momentum towards God, towards the church, towards success, or again, if we're in those bad places, outside where God wants us to be, the first step towards getting back on track is taking a step, getting back where you want to be. William Wuell says, "Every failure is a step to success." Kyle talked about that in his lesson. The best teacher is to not succeed from time to time. Certainly we want that, but often what happens when failure, when you do something wrong, as Kyle pointed out, some of those kids may break things. They're going to feel a lot more guilt about breaking something and wanting that not to happen next time. They're going to be more careful to avoid that situation. And the same is true for us. We are vested into something that we cause damage for ourselves, either in a waste of time, either in damage to something that we've purchased, or basically making others, or feeling like we've made others not happy with us. To do better the next time is to avoid those situations. And it's the exact same thing as a child falling. They fall down when they take a step. They realize that corner of the chair or the corner of the couch is going to leave a cut on my face. We've all had it happen to us. We've all had it happen to our kids. They avoid those things. Neil Armstrong, one of the most famous quotes, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Was just a small step that he took out of that space capsule, and I've watched a program recently. He had actually worked on that for quite a while, figuring out what to say, and that's exactly what happened. That little step that he took out of that space capsule was a small step for a man, but what happened, the fact that they were stepping onto the moon then, was way beyond anything that had ever happened in the course of human history. Lyndon B. Johnson, "Peace is a journey of 1,000 miles, and it must be taken one step at a time." So not only that first step of 1,000 miles, but every time that we're trying to achieve that goal is just another step. And I think about this a lot of times. Have you ever flown on an airplane? I know some of you have recently. And you get up in altitude cruising speed, and you look at cars driving around at night. They don't even look like they're moving. They're so slow. But when you go on vacation, you may drive for 3 days, and you look at this country, you can cover a third of this country just by driving for 3 days. It's amazing how much progress you can make. But it's always a mile and a mile and a mile and a mile at a time. Even though the kids keep saying, "How much longer?" That's how it works. Chauncey Depew, and I don't even know who most of these people are, I just like the quotes. "The first step towards getting somewhere is to decide that you are not going to stay where you are." How profound is that? If we're in a sinful situation, is this what we're going to stay in? Hey, the sinful situation is pretty nice. I don't have to worry about God. I'm going to hell. Hey, win-win. I don't have to do anything. I can just turn the TV on today. Well, that's probably a foolish attitude. The first step to getting somewhere requires that you don't want to be where you're at anymore. Charles Atlas, "Step by step, and the thing is done." I love that. Short statements, not an easy thing for me to do, but they are so poignant. Anything that you do. How do I build this building? Did it just pop up? No. Lots of steps were taken, and they got done. Looking back, it doesn't seem like it took very long, but it did. Zig Ziglar, "The first step in solving problem is to recognize that it does exist." Another great thought. How do you fix a marital problem? How do you fix a mental problem? How do you fix a sinful tendency that you have in your life? How do you fix a bad view of life, or maybe a misappropriation of how you spend your time? Well, you got to recognize that the problem's there, first of all. "Hey, Roger, I think you got a problem." "No, I don't." "Well, let me think about it." "Oh, boy, I guess I do. Okay, how do I fix it?" Step, step, step. Dean Ornish, awareness is the first step in healing. Same type of point. Barbara Walters. I can't hardly, every time I see her name, I want to say Baba Wawa. I don't know why, but there seems to be some comedian that would do that. But one may walk over the highest mountain one step at a time. Another great example. All the mountains of the world can be walked over. You could walk around the whole world probably in your lifetime if you were willing to do it, other than trying to get through the ocean. Corrie ten Boom, the first step on the way to victory is to recognize the enemy. Same type of thing we just talked about. Sean Paul, every time you think a negative thought, it's one step in the wrong direction. And it said for me, but I think that if we would have taken that off of there, it's a pretty good point. Every time you think a negative thought, it's one step in the wrong direction. Positivity is a pretty important thing, but it's that idea of glass half full, half empty. All right, so we've talked about the physical images. We've talked about these ideas that people had and the situations that are in our mind. We've talked about the passages on keeping in step with God. The last one, we went up through 9 or 8 points earlier. I want to finish up with this one. We kind of talked about this already. You were once called because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example. You should follow his steps, who committed no sin or what is deceit found in his mouth. This is worded very similarly to what I had before, but in all the things that we looked at today, physical, the things that we step on, the things that we might have happen to us, what can happen to us spiritually, whether that's a cut, whether it's a fall or getting stuck, slipping or being trapped in darkness, being caught in a snare in a bad way, life or time. The two things that can help us there to fix those things are the Word of God and prayer. Throughout Scripture, we see that. I was going to keep adding more things, God and Christ and the church, but really, that's all in the Word of God. The church, what it takes to be a church, how to function as a church, it's in the Word of God. Salvation, it's in the Word of God. God's mercy, God's love for us, God's forgiveness for us, it's in the Word of God. How do we become a Christian? It's in the Word of God. How do we apologize for our sinful nature? It's in the Word of God. So everything I was going to list all works out in the Word of God. But the only other thing beyond that is in prayer. From the New Testament, we see very clearly that communication with God through our obedience is so important. So as I've got on here, but to get started with your baby steps, whatever they may be, you need to get out of any problem or situation that has a hold of you. Just like that snare, you can, as a human being, certainly you can figure out how to get out of a trap yourself in almost every case. You have to see the situation, and you have to get out of the situation. And sometimes that is the only answer is to say help and get somebody to give you a hand. And baby steps can go the wrong way, as I'd mentioned earlier. That's the lesson for today. I hope it goes well with Kyle's lesson. And as I mentioned, there's three things with baby steps that I don't want you to forget today. If you can take these home and keep thinking about them. Baby steps after something bad's happened. An injury, whether it's a spiritual problem, a physical problem, whether it's a life issue. Baby steps on our part. As a church, we need to take baby steps to reach out to people that are dealing with difficult situations. We need to take baby steps to try to approach difficult subjects. We need to take baby steps to make sure we're in the truth. And then third, as I pointed out, beware of the baby steps towards sin and inactivity. Not doing something is almost as bad of a sin as doing the wrong thing. And that's on me, that's on all of us. So if you have any need at this time, be in store for you, right? Baby step to say, I've been dealing with this, or I've been dealing with that. I need baby steps to say, I've got faults, I've got issues. Help out to me. I want you to know what I'm going through, because I need you to put your hand on mine and help me through it. And if you're not a Christian, there is only the perfect baby step to salvation through obedience to the gospel. If there's any needs, please let those be known as we stand and sing.